Good morning. I'm Molly, compulsive overeater, food addict. Whee! Into action, but I don't wanna. I think the first thing we'll go ahead and do is just dive into the workshop. It takes a wee program, and that's a big part of that title. Years ago, I went with a group of folks in a 12-step recovery and 12-step recovery, and we went to a comedy club. And a guy was from another 12-step program, and he was like doing the Michael Jackson walk backwards on the stage, and he kept saying, "Wee!" And I was like, "What is that about?" But he was emphasizing that it, in life, we really do need other people. We're a social entity, and we need a lot of people. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and get into action. And many times I'm like, I don't want to. So I'm going to have Donna and Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. I'm going to go ahead and have y'all just chat it up. And basically what you're going to share is anything you want with each other. And it doesn't have to be recorded. I don't know. You can have an off recording conversation about any activity or project that you have on a front burner or back burner that you have not been wanting to do. And you know that you feel in your, it's like tugging at your soul, at your heart. And it's like, I got to do that. I don't want to. I got to do that, but I don't want to. It's like this internal battle of something that you've been thinking that you want to do, but you haven't put yourself into action. So that's basically what we're going to chat about. And I'll probably just like, I'm just kind of like organically developing this as I speak. I'll probably just walk over and join y'all and listen. Morning, Terry. Just for redirection of what we're up to, we're talking about something that in our life that we've been wanting to do. It could be something mundane as clean out a box with clutter or anything that's been in there for X number of days, months, years, anything that you can think of that has been like gnawing at you, write a note to somebody, something you've been wanting to do, but it hasn't gotten done. It's like, God, I really should do that. But it hasn't been done. So we're just talking about whatever's on your mind that's been on your mind that you want to, you tell yourself, I should take action on this, but you haven't. That's basically what we're sharing. And that's what Rhonda and Donna started off doing. So you feel free to join in, listen. No, not at all. We're just, that's part of our into action. Into action. We're just into action talking about something that, God, I need to be doing that, but I'm not doing it. Just to recap what we're doing, we're all of us, any humanoid, as I affectionately like to call our species, there is always something that's something that beckons us to a call to action. You know, we were called, so to speak, whether it was a nudge from a sponsor or from our soul, like, I got to be here. I got to be here. So there's some things we get very clear about. And yet the irony of our lives is there's a lot of things we're clear about, but we're not taking action. And so what I've learned and what we have learned, obviously the reason why we're in CA How, we don't do it alone. Anytime we try to, we see that it doesn't work. So for other activities, like, you know, it says in all our affairs, it does work to be accountable. So what I've heard is Donna was talking about some online material that she needs to prep, and please interject. And Rhonda was talking about wanting some creativity and variety in the food plan that she has. I'm with you 100%. After the gourmet meals that we have here, and we've yet to have it, it's like, God, I'd love to have one of these chefs in my house, you know? That's not reality. But just getting ideas and being into action about that. And Terry, the hard call about having someone with whom you have worked with years and whom you've, you know, been paying, salaried, et cetera, and because of severe illness is not able to continue that capacity and that dilemma. And there's no right or wrong, but you can feel the human compassion there. And is there something that you want to say out loud? Elaine, I'll repeat it. If there's something that comes to mind, What comes to mind is the Wizard of Oz, which we saw kind of a skit last night about that. The characters were going to the wizard for some time, like, you know, the brain. The Scarecrow, was it the Scarecrow wanted the new brain? And I hear, like, Donna's got some brain work ahead of her. It's like, okay, let me just think about this, the tedium of it. What do I really need? Let's reorganize that. And really, the brain work applies to all of us. It's like, okay, God, invoking God and say, give me the insight, the discretion of how I approach this. You know, do I go after that baseboard just maybe an inch at a time? Okay, so today I'm going to do this wall of the baseboard. And on another day, this wall, to break it down into baby steps. And like for Terry, I'm thinking, I definitely would like to, you know, have intervention here, not alone here as this employer. And definitely to approach that perhaps with another person at my side when the time comes. Whatever that's going to look like, but asking for that discretion. And the same with Rhonda. I see like, okay, how can I look at this? Applying the brain work. Let's look at recipes. It's like, and let's commit. Commit? Like commit? I'm not really going to commit to like prepare. It's like, wee! Okay, I committed to it. It's like, now I got to actually prepare this food. So, and that's what it takes for all of us. It's, well, that'll bring us to the next slide. And I appreciate you all just being here and indulging me in this exercise because that's what it takes. And I will say that I could not be doing this workshop without all of you because it's far more interesting to have the four of you than looking at the carpet. It's a we program. And this guy behind me, Casey, he is truly at the bat for me because I didn't know how to work this PowerPoint. And I wanted to do a PowerPoint just for professional reasons. I haven't presented it since 2012 and it was a disaster. And I want to be able to do this again. And now it's like, I can do this. It's really not that big of a deal. I did have a lot of input from people. I practiced with somebody on the phone with this. She had a copy. I had another person, happens to be a librarian, send me some picture ideas. So, you know, it took a wee program and it got me into action. I was asked by the coordinator of workshops. She said, okay, are you going to the convention? Yeah. Will you do a workshop? I said, the only reason I would say no is fear. I said, why not? And the we is often, as I said earlier, used. It's used for a lot of things. I say it sarcastic. It's like, oh boy, here we go. We. And I was sharing with Don earlier, right before I went to bed, I checked the schedule because I was told it was going to be this afternoon, the workshop. And it's like, oh, 8 o'clock. It's just like, should be on standby. It's like, okay. And then when I got here at 7:30, like, never mind standby. I'm going to go. If you need me to do it again later, I'll do it again. But it's like, we. It's kind of like, argh. It's not what I was counting on. But, you know, hey, we're here. And that's the most important thing. And so I want to get to the next part, which is about you, enough of me. And Casey knows he's on standby to see if I remember how to go forward on this. Let me see. We go this way. Whee! Okay. So the stories, otherwise known as excuses. So the key, what's that story or that key that's taken us away into action? And I think we can all pretty quickly know, like, I sense in Terry, there's probably some fear. You know, some legitimate fear there. It's like, huh, there's been, you know, so many, you know, so much time and years invested. And then it just comes down to the bottom line, you know, and how do I do that with kindness? Because it's going to hurt. It's taking off that Band-Aid. It's like, oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. So for all of us, it's like getting away from food plan. I mean, it's just like, wow, it's like I've been doing this. And it's like I need to be ready for something else. It's just different. It's just trying on a new pair of shoes, so to speak. So very quickly, same discussion again. You can mix it up. Just share briefly, just bottom line, what is it that's keeping you from getting into action about that? And for fear, if we go into that store of 31, fear is the most common. Just what is it that's keeping you from action or keeping us from action? Yeah, I'll just turn it over back over to you to talk among yourselves, and then we'll just recap. Thank you. Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate hearing the stories, and there is a similar thread in all of us that when, in Leanne's case, what I'm hearing when there's fear is just like, okay, going back on previous experience to give strength to go forward, which gives hope. It's like, well, I've done this before. I know I'm going to get up. And I think for all of us, when we really think about it, we've faced big challenges in the past, and it's like, how in the hell did I get through that? Because we often look back and we think, but you know, I guess for me, I'm a quick forgetter. It's like, well, I, you know, but because the situation in front of us is so real, you know, the past is a chapter, but it definitely got us to where we're at today. We had enough gumption or something, God's grace that got us to where we're, you know, we're here today. We're able to pack what we needed to, you know, make ourselves look presentable. And suit up and show up and register and do whatever we needed to do to be here. So, and that all took a little, it wasn't just like, Shazam, we're here. I mean, it took action. Well, I mean, my my suitcase was in another room. I've been here since Wednesday at the conference, and, you know, I had steps going on, and I was, what we're talking about in this workshop, into action, helped me get to from that point to here today. So we all have a story, and the hope for me is our stories have common threads. They're not like we're not on different planets. You know, sometimes I go through, oh, terminally unique. Nobody will understand. It's like, that's just all in my head. Of course, there's definitely common strands of what goes on for all of us. And so many of us have heard of the procrastination is, you know, propelled by some form of perfectionism. Like, when I was in here, it was just Donna at first. And I thought, one of my slides further on, I had left something still there. Some of the steps that coincide. I thought, that's not supposed to be on there. And she goes, no, I do editing work. I don't see anything wrong. It's like, I admit it. It's my perfectionism. It is not supposed to be there. You know, it's like, who cares? You know, I can laugh at myself about it. But it's definitely perfectionism to get started with this. I mean, even by saying, I'm going to have a PowerPoint, it's like, okay, wee. So I made a lot of one of my excuses to put it off was calling different people. So what do you use, PowerPoint or Google Docs? Because I called people that I know have presented. They're all in program. You know, one's a librarian. Another one has presented several times. Another one, you know, chairman of the, you know, conference of the board. And it's like, oh, yeah, I use PowerPoint all the time. It's like, so I was sold. It's like, okay, I'll do that. And then it was like, all right, that was part of the perfection. It's like, I had the right thing. It doesn't really matter. It's just like, start working on it. And by the way, this workshop, it's not a new idea at all. Years ago, early in my recovery, I came in through OA and I'd gone to a workshop, and it's just all about, you know, being into action. So, but I'm a quick forgetter. I need to hear the message in different ways, but we can get stuck in that web, you know, in the spider's web of just getting stuck. And pride for me asking for questions. It's getting easier asking for questions. Like asking someone, well, someone offered in program that I met in area two. She goes, well, you know, I do this all the time. I edit and I go through information. I'll practice with you on the phone. So we set up a time on the phone and I went through my whopping six fly. The size, she goes, yeah, no, maybe just tweak it here. And then the librarian, I sent this, you know, she lives up in way up east, and I sent it to her. She goes, well, here, I said, I need help with a couple. It's like, I need help. I admitted it. I said, I need help with a couple of the images. What do you think? And so she sent me a couple images and I ended up incorporating them. So the point is, it's like, I'm grateful to God to get me out of myself, because I really, doing it alone was just too much wasted energy. Just wait, just like, do it, just ask. So, and then the paralysis, we get stuck and do nothing, and we stay in that, oh, it's just hanging there, and I got to do it. So the next slide gets us into, this is the meat of the workshop right here. The solutions and, you know, admission. It's like, you know, like I have this issue, and I'm powerless over it. It's got me by the grips, and I want to do something. You know, each of y'all have already done step one on this. You've admitted, you know, what's, you know, the delay going on for you. And acceptance, it's really, I kind of globally looked through the steps, and I thought, okay, acceptance could be the steps 2 through 5. I came to believe that a power greater than myself, somebody outside of me, whether it be another person in program or several people in program, could restore my sanity. And definitely there's other people I tapped into just to do this little simple, you know, benign, innocuous workshop. And yeah, got me through it. It's no big deal. So it's definitely applying the steps. You know, you can kind of think which steps apply to these actions. And so making that connection, I admitted I needed help, and I reached out for help and I committed. That was the big one. So in area two, someone came up to me and said, I want to meet you. I said, great. Hey, I'm Molly from Texas. And so then about a week later, she became a good excuse to make a reach out call to. So I said, well, how's it going? And her story was, well, I've got family going out of town for a couple of weeks and I'm alone. And it happens every time. I sabotage myself. I have this closet. We've been in this house for 11 years. I've got the same boxes, full of boxes. They've been there for 11 years. I haven't done anything. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Today, do 30 minutes, and at the end of the day, send me a thumbs up by text. And that became it. And I thought, here I am preaching her what to do. I got a whole list of things that I need to do. So we have since then, without a day, she's here. Not in this room right now. She's here. She texted me this morning, which one is your workshop? And it's really because of her I have this workshop. It's like, yeah, we've been bookending every single day since Area 2. Some little minutia. Part of my packing. I will try on 2 outfits for the convention. And believe me, I did. It was like, okay. And I have put away 3 outfits to donate. They didn't work. You know, minutia. I will go to the post office, to FedEx. Stuff that is like, I don't want to. But, you know, it needs to be done. It needs to be done because, hello, I do not have Casey with me. It needs to be done. You know, not that I would expect Casey to go do it. But, you know, we got to be in action. And so it was bookending minutia. I will write a thank you note to this, you know, 94-year-old neighbor of my mother's, you know, on behalf of my mother. It was all kinds of things in action. And then the most important thing, we'll do it, of course, but the most important thing was the follow-up every day was to share our story. If it didn't get done, for example, I'm working on a little professional goal of, you know, that involves some study every day. And so invariably, a lot of times, Molly would leave it to, I tend to be a night owl, and I would leave it till way too late at night. Okay, so I'd be nodding off. It's like, oh, I got to do it. Nodding off. And so I did 5 minutes out of the committed 15 or 20. I found that putting a timer, these are basic, benign ideas, 15-minute timer, because I would do a minimum of 30 minutes. Sometimes I would sabotage myself. That was like going to be way too much, given my day, my schedule. It's like unrealistic. My ego is like, wow, I could do this. It's like, I will do a minimum of 15 minutes. So if I do 2 hours, bonus. So when I broke it down to time, I committed. I will make it very specific, because when the commitment is too broad. So like, as if I'm Terry in this moment, I was like, I will commit to making a phone call to see if someone is open to at least dialoguing about this project ahead of me that must be taken care of. Must. Not needs to. Must be taken care of. Step one. Step two, I will commit to asking that person if they would be with me in the same room to have that conversation. Step, whatever, though, is just breaking it down into baby steps. I think there was a movie years ago, What About Bob? Something, he went to a psychiatrist or something. He had to like break his activity down in baby steps. It's been over 20 plus years. I don't know. It was breaking things down into baby steps. By the way, let me get back to the closet of this bookending partner of mine. 3 weeks later, every day, she's in the closet, 30 more minutes. At the end of 3 weeks, she found a 5-figure sum of money and a check. And I was like, girl, bonus. And then I learned a new vocabulary word from her, a passel of clothing. She goes, now I'm down to a passel of clothing, a load of, I didn't know what the word meant. It's like, Google. I'm down to a passel of clothing that needs some sewing, some mending. It's like, all right, rock on. So she was mending a bunch of clothes, you know, passel of clothing, I believe. So it's like, and then she's in the solar system. She's looking into solar energy in her house on the roof. I said, what's going on with the solar system? So from the closet to the solar system, I was like, girl, you rock. Because her goal is to get out of that house, you know, but she got to start in the closet. So, you know, anyway, so she came out of the closet, as they say, and she's now in the solar system. And it's just like, she has inspired me because she's been willing to suit up. There might be a couple of days where she's missing in action. I'm missing in action. We come and she goes, Wednesday, it's now Friday, Molly, but Wednesday's goal is completed. Thursday's goal is like, you know, I'm like, I go, so-and-so. I'm like, you know, really practicing principles over personalities. I go, Madam X, I'm really like into resistance here, but I don't want it, but I'm going to do it. You know, I'll commit to 15. I'm recommitting Friday's goal. Checking in and just being honest and telling each other. Occasionally we do reach out calls. Molly, my ego is in the way. I wanted to impress you. I get that. I wanted to like show you that I can do it. Come on in. We're just in time. We're in the meat of the workshop, into action. Come on in. Hey, we're into action. You're in the right place. And we love it that you're here. This is good. I'm Molly, compulsive overeater, and your name?
Marva.
Marva! Wee! It is a wee program. So this is what we get to do right now. We get to talk about that goal or that story that's bothering us, whether it be talking to this employee, preparing something online for our notes, getting into, please, a different recipe. Cleaning at least 1/4 of an inch of the baseboard and whatever project, Marva, you have that you've been putting off and just like, it's just knocking on your door. And it's like, don't talk to me about, I know I should do, but I don't want to. So I could not do a lot of things by myself. I mean, even like, you know, checking in, like with a the workshop presenter says, okay, by such and such a day, I need you to tell me the title. And I need to tell you what you're going to need because I got to report this to our planning committee. It's like, okay. So I would go back to my bookkeeping partner. Okay, I will come up with a title, you know, because it's like, I don't want to. It's like, you know, I'll make it up later on. It's like, I don't want. So it's, I need other people to get me going because otherwise this girl's going to just sit there and it may not look like it. Buenos dias. Nos vemos. Muy buenos dias. ¿Quieres venir? Sí, este taller es en español más tarde. This workshop is repeated in Spanish later. Ahorita está en inglés. No estoy segura. ¿Tienes el horario? I'm not sure. Do you have the schedule? Okay, perdón. My bad. Okay, sorry. We're going to repeat this again later. Anyway, okay, so where was I? Okay, so let's get into action. Let's go ahead. Same partner, different partner. But basically, A, I would recommend exchange phone numbers. It starts with that. That's what happened. It was kind of like when I met my Madam X partner. It's like, we left with a phone list. I heard after the convention, we're all going to get some email with phone numbers. I'm not sure. That's what I heard. But just in case, as a backup, I'd recommend, you know, jotting down a number, putting in your phone, a phone number of somebody here and, you know, making a, it basically is, you've already admitted what you're powerless over, what's gnawing at you. And basically the next step is, well, you know, it's not acceptable to you. You've got to take connection. You've got to take action. You've already made connections here. We're connecting them directly with Marva here. Basically, it's the, commit. It's like, I don't want to. I don't want to. It's like, commit. And that's, it's for a lot of us, it's like, I don't want to. But you know what? We know that's what it takes to get us going. I mean, like when we have an airline ticket and we got, you know, money on the table, money talks. That's going to commit. You know, even when our job is like money talks, whatever realm of life it is, whether from a simple airline ticket, well, I don't want to lose that money. I got to show up. You know, I got to do what I got to do to get there. So, yeah, we're going to get into action again as much as we don't want to or, you know, we may not want to, but I'm going to encourage that we at least jot down a number and talk about what we're going to commit to and break it down real simple. It's like, okay, before I leave for the convention or even tonight, today, whatever that looks like, you make up the timeline that you know you can be accountable to. You know, while you're here, you can do it. You can do it right here on the spot and say, I commit to asking someone at least one person what they have for breakfast and, you know, something different. I commit to a different breakfast. Whatever, I commit to at least asking somebody for that support of exchanging idea. I commit to asking somebody, would you look at some ideas that I have for my online class? Because I get into my terminal uniqueness. How can someone give me ideas about this? Anybody could. All of y'all could do the same workshop. And it's just it's nothing, like I said, original. It's just, you know, fancied up with some pictures, but it's basic ideas. So instead of Molly just talk, we're going to get into action and we're just going to come up with a plan. Okay, what does that commitment look like? But the biggest thing I have learned over and over, and I'm like into this 5.5 months every day, it's like, oh, I bit off more than I can chew. Because sometimes I commit 3 or 4 goals. One of them was vacuuming my room. I hate vacuuming my room. Now it's okay. You got to get the right vacuum and it works. It was 10:30 at night. What did I commit? I forgot. So I looked at my phone. It's like, vacuuming. It's like, okay, I want to look good, right? I want to look good and tell my, you know, my partner's like, I finished my vacuuming. So I got the vacuum in. I mean, the room is not, it's like basically 3/4 the size, but it's like, we got it done, you know, got the one. But in my mind, that can be like, big, you know, into action. So enough. I can talk way too much. Let's get into action and talk about what does that look like to break that goal down with some kind of commitment that's tangible. And to actually follow up, that's the big thing. What does that follow-up look like? Because I tell people, I'll often start a reach-out call with, what's either one or two questions. What's working for you today? Working my program. Great. Or making my phone calls. I'll say, you know what? And this happened last week. You know, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon. I haven't made my calls yet. I commit that I'll send you a thumbs up, and that'll mean I've started one call. And then after that, I was able to do 2 others on that particular day. And it worked. Because somebody called me, and that gave me, like, you know, the fire to get ahead and get moving. And so putting my words into action. And so what does that look like? You know, it's like, okay, saying to Donna or to Terry or, you know, Rhonda, Marva, any one of us, and say, okay, I'm going to do this. And when I'm done, I'll send you a thumbs up. whatever that looks like, but to make it very real and tangible and not overwhelming. Because so many times over and over, I'll say to my partner, I bit off more than I can chew. No pun intended. Bit off more than I can chew. It's like, what am I trying to prove? Let me just baby steps. And so right before leaving to the convention, it was just about, I'm just going to do what I need to do to get myself out of the door and onto the plane, into that Uber. It was like cut way down on my commitments because it was just taking all I could do to working up until, to, for me personally, working up until Tuesday, making sure my family member's okay before I left. And so anyway, let's do it. We're just going to take some time, whatever time that is. We're good on time. We're quarter up. So that's the pretty much the meat that takes some time to, what is that action going to look like for you? And if you need help, I'll be listening in and then I'll come back and recap. Instead of directing the show, which I can do fatally, I will go ahead and again invite you to get into action and whatever that looks like to commit. What steps need to happen to say, okay, by Monday or whatever, you pick the date, you pick the time. But I have found over and over and over, it's specific time and date. I jokingly say we had a great leader that had 12 folks in his entourage, and many times those 12 failed that great leader, but he did not do it alone. That person had 12. So, and I think that fits in beautifully with our 12 steps. We need other people. And so just committing to whoever it is in this room, and it doesn't, you know, it's whoever, and just say, I'm going to take your number and I am committing to spending 15 minutes, whatever that is, on this, coming up with a plan. I mean, you can break it down to so basic, but the point is I shall be accountable and I will send you a thumbs up. I will call you. I will leave a message, whatever that is, but I will have taken action and done something, and you can make it more specific. I will reach out to so-and-so. I will, whatever that action is. But we know from our experience that the action won't happen unless we do something about it. And it's hilarious almost when we think about it. We know what it takes. And that can be so overwhelming. We can make it a mountain. But when we break, and that can, you know, paralyze us. It's like, I don't want to do it. I just too much. But when we like, go ahead. Okay, God, I invite you in. Let me grab your hand. You're going to help me here. So into action. And we'll come back to those numbers in a minute. Let's get this wrapped up here. We got about 5 minutes left. And Molly's still figuring out how to do this. Whee, backwards. Okay.
Make sure your number's on there, Molly.
Yes, I will definitely. Thank you, Terry. How and why this all started, we heard that. I mean, basically, I needed to get stuff done. And so this, and then the last slide basically is nothing new to us. It's like, you know, being willingness. All of y'all were willing to be here this morning for this workshop. All of y'all are willing to commit in some form or other with your respective goal that you have in mind to take action. All of y'all are willing to be in action. And the very final part is yet to be seen. I guarantee you, you will have a sense of satisfaction when you know at the end of the day, if you did that one bag a week, or if you, you know, took action and reached out, whether it be about your notes for a university, you know, course, or taking action with that recipe, or what, not even a recipe, just the food prep itself, the mundane but essential day in, day out, meal in, meal out, you know, food prep. And there will, I guarantee the satisfaction comes. And that's, you know, for me, just another way of saying the joy. Happiness is kind of like it's fleeting. You know, it's like, oh, it's a happy day. But joy is, we know, is more enduring, just like satisfaction. It's so very satisfying to end that day absent. It's like, thank you, God, you know, thank you, God. And I am so satisfied, so appreciative of having folks here, of having Mr. Casey here to, he's part of my WE program. You know, I didn't know how to make the slide big like this. He got it all figured out for me. So together we can do, and I think this is a quote that's been around for years, even before a program, I'm not sure, but I put it in quotes, together we can do what we cannot do alone. And the more that grows on me, the more the pride within myself and the perfectionism, does get, you know, stomped on in a good way. And just to admit, right when Donna came in the room, I was like, you know, oh, K, Casey, I need to get rid of this. How do I do that? I see an error. And like Donna immediately says, I don't see an error. But just that little leak, you know, sharing, I gave me the opportunity to admit, perfectionism here, you know, perfection. There was no error. I just wanted to delete a word that didn't need to be there. So that I thought that didn't need it. You know, the point is we need each other. And the more that I need to keep repeating that, because I get this little like self-righteous, like I'm going to do this. It's like, no, girlfriend, you can't. You know, you think you can, you have illusions. But number one, we need God. And he, for me, shows up through you and through everybody here. Everybody, everybody. And I appreciate that. You know, like I'm just really thinking a lot about you, Rhonda, because I get that at my own level. It's just like, it's enough for me just to stay abstinent, to get home. And okay, this is what I got to do. And that's plenty right there. But I have all these other things I have to do. And somehow you get them done. You know, we get them done. And I'm not at all trying to single you out. It's just like, you're my mirror. You're my mirror. I get that. It's just like, this is enough just to do this. And so that's what I've learned in the bookending with my partner. It's just like, today is one of those days I'm going to just book in 15 minutes of one activity, whatever that activity is, you know, picking what's the must. Because there's a lot of things we want to do in life, and then there's things we must do. I think all of us would agree, at the end of the day, our must is to go to bed abstinent. You know, that's a must. It's because that can be a deal breaker for many of us in our serenity at the end of the day. Any questions at this time? I just cannot thank y'all enough for being here. It's wonderful to have more than one person. It is a wee problem. By Monday night, I'll have my clothes unpacked. It's being recorded Monday night after this convention. I get in home Sunday night and need to check on a family member. And so Monday night before or after work, that'll happen. And I will be booking that with my partner. And that's for a lot of people, whatever. They're like, okay, yeah, whatever. Isn't that kind of normal to do? It's like, yeah, to work at being normal takes work and I got to commit to it. So anyway, thank you. It is a wee program. Very grateful for that. Grateful for y'all. Wee.